good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America. First Caribbean song for the week, coming from a seasoned gospel artist from out of the Bahamas, Mr. Christopher Roberts, with his latest rake and scrape single entitled Lay It Down. You know, Jesus said, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul." You know, when I listened to the song coming from Christopher Roberts, this scripture just pops out at me because, you know, we all are carrying some heavy loads, and life have put them on us. Many of us have given up. Jesus said, "Take your burden and put them on me. Lay it at my feet. Let me care it for you." And that is what the Lord is looking for. He's looking for us to trust him, to believe in him. Take all our heavy burden and rest them on his shoulders. See, Jesus is strong, man. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is the conquering lion. of the tribe of Judah. What we can't handle, he can handle. He is bigger, he is better, he is stronger. So yeah, man, Christopher Roberts, I'm loving the tune, man. Great, great, great message, man. And we need more of that. I know a lot of people are going through a lot out there who may be listening. I know. But take that burden and give that to Christ, man. Trust me, he will change your life around. And to those of you who may not know who Christopher Roberts is, you know, he is a justice of the peace, a motivational speaker, pastor, workshop facilitator, and so much more. He's very passionate about ministry and very outspoken about the things of God. He recently celebrated his birthday in style and in fashion. But Chris, keep up the great work, man. Keep doing what you're doing and continue to stay the course, okay? And now to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guests all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome two gifted, dedicated music ministers who love the Lord and uplift his holy name around the globe. Hey man, these two brothers, man, from the island of Bermuda, and they're known as Last Call. Adrian Jones and Trecrae Ashwood. Trecrae and Adrian, welcome. How y'all doing, man?
What's up, Mike D? It is so good to be back with you on air, man. Thank you so much for having us.
You're very welcome, man. It's an honor to have you, man. It's an honor to have you. And you guys, is it hotter this summer back in your homeland, Bermuda, or is it just regular?
Yeah, you know, it feels like in Bermuda it gets hotter and more hot every single year. And so, yes, we are sweating. And the humidity, because we're surrounded by water, the humidity is super, super high right now.
Oh, yeah, I know how that is, man.
Hey, what's going on, my brethren? What's up, man? It's been a long time. Last call, man. You're back here with us once again, man. It's always a pleasure to have you guys right here with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. I haven't heard from you guys in a while, and when I went on YouTube to see what's up, you know, I got stuck on one of your songs entitled I Win. Man, that song is beautiful, man. That song, you know, I can relate to. Plenty of people can relate to it. You know, it's like it's ushering its listeners into that praise mode. Tell us how this song came about.
What's up, landlord? It's Trecrae speaking now. So that song, I Win, was written through the pandemic. It's a song that just talks about our victory in Christ Jesus. If you've been through a tough time, if you've seen injustice, it is a reminder that we don't have to go through those events alone and that God can bring us out of that. And because we are on the winning side, which is the side of Christ, we are winners.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Bless his holy name.
You know, Trecrae, you are on point. You know, we came into this world as winners, man. So, good word.
Your song, Come Lord, is magnificent. No less than magnificent. Worship for the Most High.
Wow.
It's so awesome, man. Tell us about all of your sounds that you have after that number one song in the U.S. Victory a while back.
Oh, yeah. So a few years ago, we had a song entitled Victory that we did in partner with Fred Jerkins. Not just Blaze the States, but across the world. We were getting videos and messages from all over the world. And so speeding up to now, we have a new song entitled Come Lord that we are very excited about. That is also getting some good reviews and that people are enjoying worshiping to what we call this worship anthem.
Awesome.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, man, but I remember that song that you guys did with Fred, man. It was a beautiful song and I'm loving the new one right now, man. Good stuff. There is a fan of yours all the way from Zambia, Africa, and she has a question for you.
This is Deborah TZ out of Africa, Zambia. And my question is, what do you think is missing in today's gospel music industry that was there before this generation to bring out that true, authentic gospel the world really needs right now? Thank you.
A perfect question. Hey, Deborah, how are you? So I think what is missing, unfortunately, in this day and age in the gospel genre is integrity, really. I think we see a lack of integrity and really just a holy and righteous lifestyle being lived. And I think that once we restore that back to the gospel industry, and once we as gospel artists take on that life of Christ, and I think we would begin to see things change, and we would begin to see the anointing of God saturating nations and people coming back to Christ and coming back to the church. But I think it starts with us. We need to make a change to live that life and to be a great example, to be a lighthouse for the kingdom of God.
Wow, bro. You couldn't say it any better than that, man. Good word, man.
What do you guys got planned for this summer? Any kind of concerts around the world, or are you just taking it with music only?
Right now, we're just focusing on our music. As we know, we took a bit of a hiatus due to COVID and, you know, starting families. We both have kids now and all that kind of great stuff. And so now we're really ready to focus back on ministry. And so in September, I think we'll begin the traveling portion of what we do. But in the meantime, I mean, you know, we're just enjoying family, really.
Oh, man, that is wonderful. And congratulations on the children, man.
Thank you. So, yeah, both of our daughters are 2 years old,
very
3 months
nice.
Apart they are. And, yeah, we're just enjoying the journey.
Hallelujah. Well, fellas, how can people get in touch with you and follow you?
Definitely. They can get in touch or follow us at Last Call Worship. That's Last Call Worship on all social media, even including YouTube. If you type in Last Call Worship, there you will find it.
Awesome. You know, I was trying to figure out what happened to you guys, man, but that is perfectly understandable, you know. We are called for ministry, and what a lot of ministers don't understand that they have to bring balance in their lives, you know, because our number one ministry is our families, man. So just keep doing the great work that you guys are doing, man. Keep pushing for Jesus, man. I really, truly appreciate you guys. And thanks for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show.
Landlord and Mike D, thank you so much for having us. We hope that you've enjoyed this as much as we have. This is Adrian. And this is Chakray. And we want to thank everybody in the Caribbean and every island, Africa, all across the world, for listening and tuning in today. And thank you so much for all of your support. Here's our brand new single, Come Lord.
In your presence I came, broken hearted and filled with shame. There is power in your name. Your love came in and now I'm changed. You bring rest to the weary. You bring strength to the weak. When they call on you, you will come through. That's what you do. So I will raise my voice until you hear my cry. Now will you come, Lord? Come, Lord. Come, Lord. I'm ready for you. And I will lift my hands until I reach your heart. Now will you come, Lord? Come, Lord. Come, Lord. I'm ready for you. Yeah. When you come, walls fall down, signs and wonders all around. Miracles in your fear is silence within me.
Last Call, the worship group from the island of Bermuda, is helping to bring people into the manifest presence of God with their brand new song, Come Lord. Come heal, Lord. Come deliver. Come bless as only you can, dear God. All glory to you in Jesus' name. Adrian Jones and Tracrae Astwood, together known as Last Call, had their song Come Lord from an upcoming album, Down the Line. Fine worship music it is. A few years ago, Last Call had their big former number one hit called Victory. And since then, they've been lifing with family and ministry. And it's good to hear Last Call with their new worship sound, Come Lord. And we want to thank Adrian Jones and Tracrae Astwood out of Bermuda, Last Call, for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Great of the gifted and anointed Adrian and Tracrae to bless people with their worship music, Landlord.
Most definitely, Mike. You know, Last Call has been consistent. Last Call has been a gift to the body of Christ, and it's great to see young men making positive moves, doing positive things, and it's always great to have, you know, Last Call right here with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. But coming up next is a duo group from out of Jamaica, a husband and wife, and it goes by the name of La Twain, and I want you guys to check out one of their tracks entitled Stronger Together.
Stronger than the rock of Gibraltar.
No man is an island, no man stand alone. Them say one shot chase a thousand and two put 10,000 to flight. Says it's all right.
We are stronger together.
Without you by my side, I couldn't say that I'm strong. A two-fold card is better than one. If a man fall, you can help a man stand. If me some not needed, then forgive me. I'm wrong, cause without you by my side, I couldn't say that I'm strong.
Now you see the blood on your dear, pop, pop, pop. Me know you know what the music, me no see no bands, man. A full time now for we all live as one. Got the crying of the country louder than the grandstand.
We are stronger together.
And the gum. Life without unity can't bring your fun. We have to speak up cause we not dumb. Come what? Peace, love and harmony. Stick closer to me than my mommy. Me I say 8 too heavy so we can't carry. Me rather 9 plus 9 than totally.
Wanna be loved, not for who you think I am, not who you want me to be. Just love me for me, real love. With no strings attached, I wanna give you my heart.
Love me, love me,
I wanna be loved, not for who you think I am. Just love me for me, real love.
Right.
With no strings attached, I wanna give you my heart.
One blood.
We are stronger together, even when we're worlds apart.
Let's come together now.
Linford and Terry Ann have been married over 20 years now. Big congrats to that great couple, and they sound so wonderful. The Anointed Gospel Duo are so grateful to God for blessing them, too, with their wonderful ministry. And thank you, LaTwain, for letting God use you in such a wonderful way.
Yeah, Mike, that was the husband and wife duo group, LaTwain, and they are sounding really good in the neighborhood, Mike. You know, I'm sounding like you right now. But anyway, you know, LaTwain is from Jamaica. Their lyrical diversity in their songs that range from authentic reggae to up-tempo Afrobeat that will have you dancing on your feet, man, you know. And their government name is Terry Ann and Lenford Glenn Young, and that was one of their tracks entitled Stronger Together. Yeah, man, beautiful song, man, very powerful message also. I just want you guys to just keep up the great work, keep doing what you're doing, and it is so great to see a husband and wife in ministry, you know, together, you know, loving what they do and being very, very passionate about it, man. Good stuff. Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement would you love to leave with us today?
It's been said, sometimes when we think things are falling apart, they may actually be falling into place.
You know, Mike, that right there is a very powerful statement. You know, there's a scripture which says that God orders the steps of a righteous man. So once God is ordering your steps, you are a good man. Well, at this time, we would love to thank the international group all the way from Bermuda, Last Call, for hanging with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, who takes the time to hang out, chill out with us every week. We appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. But coming up next is a talented, gifted gospel artist from out of Jamaica, the one and only Ryan Mark, man. This guy is amazing, man. I've been watching him for years, man. Very humble, a very nice guy. He is doing some big things, and, you know, I haven't heard nothing from him for a while. And I just was scrolling, and I saw him just release a new song. I say, man, bro, how come you ain't send this to me yet, man? And I love this tune. I want you guys to check it out, entitled Jackpot, right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. So until next time, God bless you, and may his light continue to shine on you. God bless.
Choppy, me tell him say naga normal enough, cause Jesus Christ is Lord. Hear me a say now? Alright. Step out with the Bible in my backpack, covered under Jesus, blood in my snapback. Me I forgive tongues anytime I flashback. Me wouldn't live past 21, yeah, blackjack. Sin sweet, yeah? Flapjack. But God too good to me, me can't backtrack. If I never feel him, love me with a ramsack, cause I him change my heart from matte black. Holy Spirit by my case, yeah, matlock. So you know I'm well secure, hot padlock. Him I'm a covering, him I'm a havelock. Fireproof, yeah, me shock, Shadrach. Cut me from my ties, them, yeah, Bangkok. The Trinity surround me, hot shamrock. Change my life to a half from a half not. Now it coming like I me win the jackpot. Jackpot, jackpot. Jesus wash from my sins, them, jackpot. Jackpot, jackpot. The Holy Spirit, I him a live within, jackpot. Jackpot, jackpot. Jesus wash from my sins, them, jackpot. Jackpot, jackpot. The Holy Spirit, I him a live within, jackpot. Me hit the jackpot, yeah, the bonanza. My life I flourish, no extravaganza. Crush the serpent head, anaconda. From a fine note, said Jesus had the answer. Him a my Dan, yeah, him a my master. Smooth off my rough edges and plaster. Then he called me to the office of a pastor. Fill me with joy, ha ha ha, laughter. God said for ask, no more wiser. The anointing of flow, Elijah. Not an idol, Nebuchadnezzar. Nasa love, no compromiser. Holy water, no Budweiser. Winner random, organizer. Sword in a hand, no gunfighter. Salvation for all backslider. Jackpot, jackpot. Jesus, wash from my sins and jackpot. Jackpot, jackpot. The Holy Spirit, him a liquidate. Jackpot, jackpot. Jackpot, Jesus, wash from my sins and jackpot. Jackpot, jackpot. The Holy Spirit, him a liquidate. Jackpot. Them a chat this, chat that. But Jesus, him a my jackpot. Chat this, chat that. Jesus, him a my jackpot, yeah. Jackpot, jackpot, Jesus, wash from my sins and jackpot, 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 the Holy Spirit, him a liquidate, jackpot, 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 Jesus, wash from my sins and jackpot, 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 the Holy Spirit, him a liquidate, jackpot.
Daddy always said if I show up, work hard, pray strong, I can do anything. You'll be defined by the thoughts in your mind. Don't you ever let go of the simple things. And mama used to say, take your time, be kind, do your best, let God do the rest. And after all these years, my life is the proof. Every word they told me was the truth. Don't tell me I can't when I know I can. Don't tell me I'm not when I know I am. Wait for the right place, right time, when all we really have is the
right now.
So why would I wait till it all falls in place? I know it's gonna work out somehow. No, it won't be easy, but I'm willing to go. Don't tell me I can't when I know I can. Don't tell me I'm not when I know I am. Don't tell me I won't, cause I'm gonna do it anyway. Do it anyway. Don't say get there for sure. No, it won't.